from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, former GM, now with MLB Network Radio. He is Jim Duquette. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, man. The topic of discussion amongst many this morning has been umpiring in baseball, specifically home plate umpire. Last night, Orioles-Mets game, the strike zone was at best questionable. Gravity is also because home plate umpire yelled at Corbin Burns, who had been in the clubhouse and came back out to the dugout, and they got into the little verbal altercation there. But what is it going to take to start holding these umpires accountable?
You know, it's interesting, Rob, is I've been saying this for a long time, right? The level of accountability that I think we expect, fans expect, is somebody gets fired. Somebody loses their job. Somebody gets demoted. Major League Baseball doesn't have that same opinion. I've talked to the commissioner about this at the All-Star game. And he's like, oh, I disagree. We have accountability. Got, you know, the bad umpires, they don't get the premium events. That cuts into their pocketbook. All of these, they all cuts into their wallet. They don't get paid, you know, like the good umpires. That's not the level of accountability that we're talking about here. You know, every player loses his job, eventually gets designated, gets released when they're not doing performing well. Managers get fired, GMs get fired, the umpires, they basically have tenure, you know, and I don't know how to fix it, guys. I've been talking about it. This is like now going on 20 years.
Is there not a good vision plan or anything? I'm sure the dental's fine, but what about vision?
We don't get any answers from them. It's unbelievable. Well, and you know, they still go back. Listen, the majority of them, you know, are pretty darn good, but there are, you know, I think we could probably name them, and that's also a bad sign. Right? You know, the five worst umpires, right? You know, Laz Diaz always comes up. Well, Angel Hernandez isn't there now. They've had to kind of force him out. But until they start doing that kind of stuff, you know, we're going to have these issues all the time. That's why people are calling for the automated strike zone.
And real quick, their pay range is anywhere between $150,000 and $450,000. It could be up as $500,000 if they get postseason.
With a lot of time off.
Yeah.
They get a lot of time off in season, which is nuts, too. Yeah.
What about the performances Albert Suarez is putting on? You know, he gets a spot, say, hey, can you pitch in 30 minutes? And, you know, shows up with dynamite, continues it a couple more times. What do you think of him going into the postseason now?
I'll tell you what, Ed, I was just thinking of him the other day after watching another unbelievable effort, the way he's been pitching. And for me, you know, he's that guy that I think could do one of two things. If Grayson doesn't come back, which hopefully he will, but you know, he could slide in. It's not perfect, but he can slide into one of the rotation spots, or he can come in, you know, when and if the starter is in trouble in the postseason, be that tremendous, you know, bridge to get to the back end of the bullpen. So he is probably one of the most valuable guys they have on that staff because of his overall versatility. I'd love to see him more in the bullpen because they're going to need that in the postseason. But I don't mind him in any of those spots. And quite honestly, he might be the difference in them winning the division or not, the way he's been pitching.
That's unreal. It's like, I don't want him starting a postseason game for me, and I've said that numerous times. But it's like, because I'm not buying into what I'm seeing, but at some point you have to, right? Because there's been some ebbs and flows with him, and I just think he's so valuable in the bullpen with what you need. But Jim, I wanted to ask you about Shohei Ohtani. Like, the things that he's doing are absolutely insane. And we went over this yesterday talking about it. He could be a 40-40 guy. If you give him the MVP as a DH, you might as well just give it to him every damn year. Because, like, once he starts pitching again, he's doing something that nobody else in this league can do. What are you seeing with him? Because he's just so special.
No, he is. You know, I think, I guess we weren't watching as much. Or I guess with him pitching when he was in Anaheim, you know, sometimes they would not start him. The workload between pitching and hitting would take away from his hitting a little bit. So I'm not overly surprised that his offense has taken a tick up. But this has been, I think, far better than we even thought. You know, I think that's the thing that stands out is he's hitting righties and lefties. He's running, stealing bags. I mean, the guy's 6'5". When you watch him, like, man, this guy could maybe play, you know, in the as a tight end or in the NBA as a swing guard. Like, he's that big, and you know, kind of like what we talk about sometimes with Gunner. But I think he has a little bit better speed than Gunner. So I you know, he just continues to impress, and I think he's going to be the MVP unless he has a really steep fall off in September, which we haven't had. You know, we just don't have a lot of runway when it comes to DHs that end up winning MVPs. But he's been that dominant as an offensive player.
Jim Duquette joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, Jim, a question. It's something I'm always found exciting. Glad it's back is base stealing and base running. They stole the larger bases, the two disengagements for the pitchers per appearance. And last year, they stole 3,503 bases, the most since 1987. And they wear those oven mitts, which give you another 6 inches or whatever they've done with those. Given that, is it an unfair criticism that the Orioles can't hold anybody and keep getting run on? Or is it just, is that a real problem, or is it the fact that people are just stealing more bases?
No, well, no. I think it is an issue, a problem that the Orioles have to figure out, and it's hard to do it in season, but it can be done. I've seen other teams when I'll take the Mets as an example. You know, I know Ed, you watch a lot of them. I do too. That early on in the season, I think they had a string of like 30 straight stolen bases against them. And you're giving up 90 feet all the time, especially in the postseason. It makes a huge difference, and you have to be able to shut that down. So I think they need to do some better, you know, whether it's slide stepping occasionally or just altering their delivery to home, throwing over a little bit more. Even though, like you said, there's the two engagements, you still can throw over that third time. A balk that's called, whatever. But I do think it is an issue that needs to be monitored here because the postseason is the time where those matter even more. So. Yeah, I'm with you on it, but it is something that is fixable for sure.
There he is, Jim Duquette. Jim, thanks a lot for your time today.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll talk to you. See you. Bye.
Hey, Jeremy, I was thinking, based on what Ed said, you may want to get one of those oven mitts since it adds 6 inches.
No. do they make them in an extra small?
Probably not.
Extra thin?
Probably not.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for pointing out my shortcomings.
I'm thinking about you.
I appreciate it, man.
Jeremy Collins, Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, should franchise players receive more criticism than others? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
9:17 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. I am broadcasting live from the WFAN studios in New York, New York. Ed and Jeremy are back in Baltimore, the 105.7 The Fan studios. Franchise players, typically, they get paid more than everybody else. They get more attention than everybody else. And they're more productive than everybody else, most likely. But Ed, should they receive more criticism than others?
100%. Absolutely, because they're given the most. Those
much is given,
much is expected. It becomes great responsibility, and that's absolutely true. It is. It's true. They're the highest paid players. They get all the perks. They get all the commercials. They get all the benefits. If they don't live up to that standard, then they have to weather the criticism. Absolutely.
So, Rob, my issue with this is, and I agree, they do have to. They should get more. You know, they always get more credit when they're winning. They should get, you know, a lion's share of the blame when things are going wrong. But I also think that the criticism has to be fair. And I don't want to take it back to the whole thing we were doing with Lamar Jackson, but, like, I don't feel like saying he's on the back of a milk carton is fair, like he's not showing up. To say he underperformed or he hasn't been as good as we think he should be, okay, I'm listening to you. Maybe I'm just taking the words and it means more to me what he said than what it means to someone else. But they should be criticized. They should go through this. But I think a lot of superstars get criticism for all the wrong reasons.
Well, they get a little, it's excessive, but it's also the credit they get excessive.
Yes.
And just to go back to your thing about the milk carton, I think a lot's being made out of nothing with that, because I can see any of us saying the same thing. You're in the business. He's in the business now. You try to be creative. You're trying to talk about someone who's disappearing in a post. He's on the milk cart. I find it's an attempt at humor. I mean,
he did this at a preseason game this weekend, right?
Edelman. Yeah, it was. Yeah. I see no problem with it either way. I mean,
I don't either. I really don't.
Because to say he's on the back of a milk carton and we sit there and we try to prove that he was productive, that means he wasn't himself. If you got to prove a player like that was productive, it's like that Hall of Fame argument I have. If you lived on a career of someone and I say, well, is he a Hall of Famer? If your response is, let me look at the stats, he's not a Hall of Famer.
Well,
and it's not.
We look for metaphors in this business because otherwise you're just boring. But it's like saying someone running, hey, he's carrying a refrigerator on his back. Well, he's not, but he's slow.
But still, when you say the guy's on the back of a milk carton, it means he's missing. How did they get to the AFC Championship? By Lamar slinging that rock all over the Texans.
That's not what they're talking about. They're talking about that, you know, basically in the postseason, most of the time, he's not rising
again,
to the occasion.
It's how I'm interpreting how you are. Saying a guy's on the back of a milk carton means he's missing. He's not showing up.
But
I don't see that.
But for me, I interpret it as exactly how he meant it. When he
Well, how do you know how he meant it?
Because he set it up in who gets to the Super Bowl. Those two teams are the best two teams in the AFC. So for me, okay, they meet the AFC Championship game. And he has the Kansas City Chiefs because last year he picked the Ravens. This year he's saying the Chiefs because Lamar didn't show up.
But he did.
Doesn't matter what he does against those other teams. This is why Kansas City is Kansas City and Baltimore's not.
But it does matter because all those things matter. You can't get to the AFC Championship unless you're playing well in the first round.
No, I'm just talking about that's what he was saying. I mean, it's like we're taking Julian Edelman's comments and we're throwing them over everything. He was talking about an isolated incident between those two teams.
But no, they asked him, like, who are you picking to go to the Super Bowl? And he's like, I'm mm-hmm. not betting against the Chiefs. And right. then he said, Lamar's on the back of a milk carton. That's not...
But he also commented on them being the best two teams in the AFC.
Teams. But it's different when you're comparing teams to individuals. And this is what we get into with the criticism.
And he was on a milk carton against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I don't think he was on a milk carton.
He was not being Lamar. That wasn't Lamar Jackson. Not Lamar Jackson. We didn't ask. That wasn't MVP. If Lamar Jackson plays like that for 17 games, he doesn't win MVP.
Yeah, but there's a
he doesn't win MVP.
There's a big difference in that too. Like when you're sitting here looking at a small sample size in the postseason to a larger sample size in the regular season, it's just
Small sample size, he doesn't look like the MVP.
Yeah, but it's a small sample size. That's why I'm saying that.
But he's been there six times.
But you can't. So now you're going back from the AFC Championship to the other playoff games.
No,
he's won two
saying,
playoff games.
Well, in that okay, either way, in that game or at playoff games, he's not looked like the two-time MVP.
His receivers dropped 9 passes against the Titans in the other playoff game. I mean, there's a lot of things you can, and I'm not of all the people here, you guys are more fans of the team. I'm angry for the fact that how good that team was last year and they didn't win. And I don't put it all on Lamar. I think
I'm angry of it too, but in the moment where he's a guy that can carry a team, he didn't. Let's go to Toby, who's in Centerville.
Toby?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Toby, should franchise players receive more criticism?
Yeah, I think that it depends on how they play. I think if you're playing as good as you're getting paid, then the criticism needs to go elsewhere. If Patrick Mahomes scores 0 points in an entire half, and he still wins the game, he's still going to get credit for it. But I think that there's other blame that needs to go around, for sure.
I mean, Mahomes had 2 drives in the game. That's it. That's it. But, you know, like, you're not going to criticize the guy because he's been the best of the best, and there's a chance we're going to call him the greatest of all time when all is said and done. All he's done is, like, and that's the problem, and I think it goes back to what everybody wants Lamar to be Mahomes, and I'm sorry, there's only one Mahomes right now. Lamar does things that are so special in the field that nobody else in this league can do. But Mahomes, that cat, it drives me insane. Like, even when he throws bad passes, they get caught. He had more dropped interceptions than anybody in the Super Bowl he won before this one. But
I'm going to go back to the comment, the argument we had before. I'm not asking Lamar Jackson to be Mahomes, Josh Allen, anybody. I watched the AFC Championship game. He wasn't Lamar. I want him to be Lamar. I don't want him to be any of those other guys. There's no way you can tell me you watched 4 quarters of that game and you said think that guy was Lamar. Wasn't. That's what I'm saying. I'm not comparing him to others. I'm comparing him to him. I have expectations of Lamar because of what Lamar has done.
But
I'm asking, in that moment, be that guy.
So he didn't throw the pass to Zay Flowers to get them in the end zone
you're
that should have taken
plays. I'm giving you a game.
You're saying that guy.
That
you're saying he's not that guy in that game.
I'm going to say this again. His teammate, somebody who sees him more than you and I, pled with him, begged him on the sidelines to be you. He asked him that. I'm not making this up.
No,
his teammate, somebody sees him more than both of us, was begging him. In the game, dude, be you.
But is that because of how he's playing or the plays that are being called in?
No, it's because he's not being Lamar. It's time that he can break the play off and make his own play.
Again, I don't know how you're listening to the same things I am, and then you come up with what the right answer is of what the guys are saying, and I'm wrong.
No, I'm just saying he wasn't being himself in the championship game, Jeremy. He wasn't.
We
all can watch that game and know he could have ran more. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, there were times when the field was open in front of him, and the old Lamar would have taken off for 15, 20 yards. He did not. He threw in the triple coverage against, you know, at Likely and got picked off. He made some big mistakes, and to me, he didn't make the right moves when he had the opportunity. So it looks like And this is not me. This is nationally people are saying this now. Because, you know, is everybody wrong?
There's a big
national people. We watch them more than they do.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to any of those guys. I mean, Shannon Sharpe changes his opinion on the Ravens every week.
Yeah, hey, when you start bringing up national people, you lose me.
But I guess, like,
I'd rather disagree with Jeremy.
This is what I like. I mean, we're all having an argument. I'm going to curse Rob when we get off the air. And he already sent me a text saying that was good radio, F you, when we were arguing. But it's the whole point of, like, this. Like, I don't want people to misinterpret what I'm saying. Like, did he underperform in the AFC Championship? Could he have done better? Of course. But watching that game and how it was played out, I think more of this falls on the scheme that the coaching staff came in with, including Mike McDonald on those first two drives the Chiefs had.
I'm not dismissing that. I'm not disagreeing with you on that anything. But the Lamar I know could have won anyway. Man,
you don't know no Lamar.
He could have won anyway. That's all I'm saying. He's won games where you and I sat back and thrown a flame torch at the coaching staff. Like, hey, won that game. Why? Because of number 8.
Yeah.
Ben's on call at 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Carr is going to keep talking.
Yeah, I am. So I'm going to keep talking about Lamar. I'm not even going to give out plays. How you like that? No, the Daily Line. So interesting day yesterday. Ended up going 2-3. Had a really tough loss in one of the games we'll talk about. I'll give you all the weather plays. There's a lot of good spots today. We'll break that down for you, give you all the plays. And are the Orioles going to win tonight? I'll tell you what I think next here on The Fan. All right, guys, let's go over yesterday and talk, Jeremy, a little bit about. Yeah.
Can I say something before you move on?
Of course.
I'm disappointed in something you said in the last segment.
What?
You said, how is it you and I look at the same thing? You come away with an answer.
You come away with the right answer.
You come away with the right answer. I'm disappointed in that.
Why?
Because you know me 20 years. You don't know?
The audacity, Rob. The audacity. Oh, man. Yeah, it is like, look into these things. And I always get messages from people like, are you. You guys okay? You guys fight? Like, yeah, we're fine. Like, this is more like sibling rivalry stuff, man.
What you guys call an argument, we call it conversation.
Yeah, it just sometimes it gets louder and it gets aggressive. But interesting enough, I do want to bring up something, because I don't have the numbers, and I'm sure you can go to the sites. I want to see some line movement and things on the Cubs game today. The Cubs have the best weather today. I feel like when you have the best pitching weather, it always comes down. Javier Assad is pitching in the game. But I noticed he's going up against a Tigers team that's going to throw a bullpen game with Bo Brisky. Did you guys see Bo Brisky when they asked players in the league who, if anybody in the history of the world, who would you want to sit down with and meet, alive or dead? And he said, Abraham Lincoln. I just would like to pick his brain. And he goes, I guess I shouldn't have said that, huh? Okay. ESPN aired it.
Did they really?
Is it too soon?
It's not too soon.
Wow. How was the play? Interesting enough, I'm just looking at the Cubs game. I saw his name, and I wanted to bring it up today, and I forgot about it. But Brisky will be starting for the Tigers today. That is a very, very good underplay from a weather standpoint. It's the best weather spot of the day.
The best, Jerry. The best.
The best. The best, Jerry. The best. Soup doesn't count as dinner. Sorry. Weather, Nats over, Orioles under, Cubs under, best spot, Cardinals under, Royals under, A's over is what the weather supports. So, real quick, what happened yesterday, which I think is important, talked about some of these games. When you do research and you start to find something that you really like I was talking about how much I like Joe Boyle yesterday. He walks way too many guys. He has like a 20% walk rate or something ridiculous or approaching that. But you looked at the matchup of who he was playing and what he was going to face. It looked like a really good matchup for him where he could get a ton of strikeouts. And he pitched 6 innings of shutout ball. But then you have other games where you're like, I really like this play. I love the Dodgers-Mariners over. They didn't score until the 8th inning. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you're watching like, man, I put in all this research. I'm looking at this matchup and it doesn't go your way. Baseball is a goofy sport. My top 5 plays yesterday, A's-Rays under was my top play. Over in the Dodgers-Mariners game, missed that. Under in the Orioles-Mets game, hit that. Over Angels Royals, it went under, I think, by one run. Or I'm sorry, no, it pushed, I believe. I have to go back and look at that one. It went under by half a run, I think, or whatever. And then the other part of it, Houston Boston. I had the total at 8. Bottom of the 8th, Boston scores a run to tie it up at 4 apiece. And look, you're playing with fire at the back end of the bullpen, hoping nobody scores. But if you told me I was in the bottom of the 8th and I couldn't give up one more run, I'd rather be there than being in the bottom of the 8th and needing one more run, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, that was a tough loss to me. And then, of course, Giants-White Sox, I pushed on that. It was a small slate yesterday, bigger slate today. So where do I want to look? I want to start with this Orioles game first. Pitching matchup of Jose Quintana versus Dean Kramer. Weather supports an under. I'm going to go with the under. The money's telling you to take the Mets today. Jose Quintana's
What's
been
the over under.
It's 8.5. I just think it's too high for both of these guys.
Nah.
You think it's too low?
No, I think I agree with you. I'm looking at like a.
Rob, I don't want to agree with you today, so now I'm taking the over.
Like 4-3.
Yeah.
2 game.
And that's what I'm feeling too. And for whatever reason, I feel like Kramer pitches better in New York. And this is a good lineup for him with all the righties they have there, just trying to avoid the switch hitting. Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo. I'm sure Jeff McNeil will be down towards the bottom lineup, but they have a lot of right-handed power, and you're hoping he can offset some of that. And the weather helps. The wind's blowing in, colder conditions, rainy day. So I like the under of 8.5. The other plays, I'm on a lot of unders today because I think there's a lot of great spots. I'm going to go back to Seattle and L.A. Dodgers over 8.5. Like this spot. Arizona, Minnesota under 7.5. On the surface, it doesn't look like a great pitching matchup, but it actually is. Bailey Ober's a I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. Bailey Ober and with the that's the Padres game. Rays and A's as we're looking at the other matchup in Arizona, Minnesota under. There's so many good spots here. I'm sorry, that's Miami. That's why I said Minnesota when I read Miami. Boy, I'm screwing everything up today. I can't read my own handwriting. So we have a spot with Edward Cabrera, who is probably the one Miami pitcher that you would be willing to bet on with an under. He's had a roller coaster ride, but he's been better as of late, coming off a pretty good start. And as you look at it, he's going to be facing Eduardo Rodriguez, who he's just kind of getting into the swing of things. And we all know he's a good pitcher. Minnesota and San Diego, that's the one that I think is a sneaky good pitching matchup. I can't believe I'm saying this. Martin Perez has been great for the Padres since going there. I even forgot that they traded for him because it was such an under-the-radar move. But he's been really good with the Padres. I love the under in this game. And I think Bailey Ober is sneaky good. Can get some Ks. I know the Padres don't strike out a ton. But I'm still going to take my chance there. My favorite play today, I do like the Braves and Phillies over 7.5. But I'm really looking at that Arizona-Minnesota under, or Arizona-Miami under is one of my favorite plays. And I like the Rangers tonight. Looking at my algorithm, kind of weird to see this. Cody Bradford grades out exceptionally well. Well, why is that? Because Pittsburgh's one of the worst teams in baseball against left-handed pitching. I'll take my chances with him on the mound against Mitch Keller, who's just been getting his brains beat in. I think it's a really good spot there. The other thing I wanted to bring up, too, as I said, I'm going to be on that Orioles-Mets under. Just be careful. Pay attention to the weather. There are some early games today. And as I said, I'm not giving it out as a play, but I'm sure the Cubs under is going to be my top play today, even though I want to see the line movement and what the actual line's going to be when we get to that. So there you go.
There you have it.
Go, Jeremy.
That's where it is.
Thank you very much. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's get Joe of Woodbury.
Can't believe I can't read my own handwriting.
Joe?
Joe? We ain't got Joe. Nope. No
right,
Joe.
Let's get Kai Rice's time.
Kai?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Kai?
Man?
Hey, look.
You're too excited.
Hey, look, man. No, I'm not excited. Look, that was a great topic earlier. Y'all had about Lamar Jackson. And Jeremy, listen, I'm going to take Jeremy's side. Rob, you make some excellent points, but both of you guys are. Listen, this is what I want to say about this, man, because.
Hey, Kai, okay. Can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor?
What's get to that? Your point.
Could you finish a sentence?
Great. He's just excited, man.
All right. Look, that's what I want to say.
Listen.
Of course, we all seen the coaching staff. They fumbled it.
Oh, no.
Now,
you didn't get to your
now
point.
Lamar, now, Lamar Jackson. Look, this is my point. Lamar Jackson, you know, he had to do so much. Look, it's like our offensive coordinators are against us. So he got to play against the defense and the offensive coordinators. Okay? Now, Jeremy, this is where I side with Jeremy at, because every play Lamar, people bring up the plays Lamar didn't make. But how about the plays Lamar did make? You forgot about
which
that.
Which ones?
Didn't you, Rob?
Which ones?
I mean, he caught his own pass and ran with it.
He got the first down. He moved the chains a lot, man. He moved the chains.
What?
He moved the chains.
You told me I'm forgetting about the plays he made, so I'm asking you to remind me.
Oh, I remember the 52 slugger right.
Spider Y banana.
I love Lamar, man. Lamar, don't. All right, let me ask you this, Rob. Does Patrick Mahomes have to get coached against the defense and the other team, his coaching staff? His coaching staff puts
listen,
him in a position.
See, you're making a point that I agree with Jeremy with 100%. I have no confidence whatsoever and this coaching staff if we get back to the AFC Championship game, because
they fumbled
it
twice.
I lost faith in them. But if you want to be honest, I have no faith in them to get to the playoffs if they don't have number eight.
Yeah.
So my faith ain't in the coaching staff. My faith is in number eight. So when we get to that point, I expect him to carry me to the Super Bowl.
Okay, I'm agree, I'm agree with you with this, Rob. Rob, I'm agree with you with this. Lamar Jackson need to take, like, if he sees something he don't like, now you got to change the, not saying every time, but change the play and run the ball when you can. That's all I'm saying. So you both of you guys make good arguments, man. But
I don't like that. I don't want to make a good argument.
I don't like Rob.
I don't like that either.
I almost don't like Ed today because he was agreeing with Rob. So screw them both.
You got to come in hard and say one of us right and one of us wrong.
Yeah.
Ben Hall has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. Was that muscle hits there?
No, it was light.
That's why I don't go.
You didn't get into a fist fight?
No, there weren't a lot of people there. But the best part about the night is we were talking as a group. My wife looks up. She goes, "Hey, there's Rob doing the game." I said, "I don't know him." And she's like, "What?" I was like, "I don't know him." You were up there doing an interview with, or at least starting with Rock. But you had to do some, was there some rain delay coverage as well last night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I thought it was.
The 10-minute rain delay. I don't mind those.
Yeah. It didn't feel like it was long. That's why I was asking.
No, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes. That's it. Then Rockabacco, always like going on air with Rock. Rock's completely different from TV. A little more colorful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the fact that both of you are trying to push your biceps out to see who has bigger arms, but screw you guys.
I wouldn't get no bicep contest with Rockabacco. What's wrong with you?
What, you want to do leg day?
Was he
got a number 11 down there? He ain't doing legs? It's bicep day again.
You're riding a chicken.
What was yesterday? Bicep day? I don't even know what a leg station's on.
What are you doing with that? I'm curling at the leg station. No, you put your legs through there. No, bicep day. Laying down on the machine.
I hope
he gets to hear it.
And that's the encore, brought to you by Naloxone. When people use opioids, they run the risk of overdosing. But with Naloxone, you can administer a life-saving dose. More information, visit stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
And now time for you to find out what we learned today.
What we learn on the Big Bad Morning Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Ed Norris, what did you learn today?
I learned two things. First, today's National Radio Day. Which I didn't know. I assume you're going to mention that.
Jeremy, he took your bit. Now he's taking mine.
See what he's doing?
People have been texting me this. I was like, really? Anyway, I just found this, that I find this hilarious that people are doing this. I did talk to them earlier. I keep finding these. People making children's books with provocative names and double entendres throughout the books. It's like, you got to be kidding me. Like how? And these are all available on Amazon. It's like, there's a book. It's all about... These are ones they didn't read before. It's about kids having fun, at a restaurant in a ball pit. It's called Balls Deep. Then there's one. It's about for your loved ones, roll up your sleeves, set on a joyous journey with your hands, become the ultimate tools for adventure. It's called Hand Jobs for the Whole Family. It's talking about chores around the house. And it goes on and on and on. It's like...
Dirty books.
Yeah. It's like, wow. It's like, there's one with a mouse he's painting. He's got the little paintbrush. It's just a tip. This is a real company. It's called Reach Around Books, but it's still a real company.
As soon as you hear that, you're like, oh, wait a minute. What is this about?
I just didn't know think it was real. Apparently it is because they were all in my cart.
There you go. I found out some things. We talked about umpires and what they make. Not only do they make anywhere between $150,000 and $300,000 a year, but they get 4 weeks vacation during the season. So from November to February.
During the season.
They get 4 weeks vacation during the season.
Wow.
They also, their per diem, $340 a day.
Really?
340.
So you got 4 weeks vacation in season. Say you're making at the top, you're making 300, not 500, whatever. You're making 300 grand and you get 340 a day to go eat.
Yeah. So let's think about it. 4 weeks, 28 days. So how many games are you getting? We got to do the math on this. It was 160.
Well, say it's just 20. It's
why the hell are we getting math tests? $7,000
or something.
Yeah. What's this math test for?
Because it's important.
Yeah. So they make
it's
an extra,
they're making $6,800 a month and just
$43,000 a year just per diem.
Find out how much they make per missed call.
Seriously, dude, that's like a lot of money. Also, there's some birthdays in sports. Don King turns 93 years old today.
Only in America.
Former Yankee third baseman Greg Nettles turns 80. Mm. You know you're old when you remember an 80-year-old when he played.
Jeez.
Andy Bennis, a former pitcher, turns 57. And Hall of Famer Todd Helton turns 51. Former NBA player Quinn Buckner and former Major League Baseball pitcher Mark Langston share a birthday today. Jeremy, who's older?
Damn, that's a good one, too. I think it's Quinn Buckner.
Quinn Buckner. Ed?
Langston.
Langston. Ben?
Langston.
Langston. Damn, you all ought to start following Jeremy. Quinn Buckner turns 70. Mark Langston turns 64.
You didn't follow Jeremy. You fought with him all day.
Yeah. All right. You ready for some of these? These are some good ones today. My granddad always said, as one door closes, another opens. Lovely man, terrible cabinet maker. Since it's radio day, yesterday I saw an ad that said radio for sale, $1, volume stuck on full. I thought, I can't turn that down.
Stupid.
If we remove all the margin on Earth, the world would be a better place.
He's loaded up for that one.
My wife gets angry that I keep introducing her as my ex-girlfriend. And I found out my wife was cheating on me yesterday. When I asked her when she'd get home, she said 10 to 15 minutes max. My name's Jeremy. And the best one of the day, and I'm leaving you with this, and I'm sure this is going to be your favorite. I'm organizing a charity ball next week for people who struggle to reach orgasm. Let me know if you can't come. Please respond. There you go. That's it.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Hopefully the Orioles get a win tonight. Not fighting off a sweep tomorrow in the afternoon game. Tonight's ball game. Dean Kramer pitched very well his last outing. Hope he doubles down and do it again today. Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.